Hey, everyone, welcome to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast with me and Omar, and we're both on the moon right now.
Yes, that's correct. And it is, you know, it's kind of bustling today. Usually it's a little empty.
It's very empty today on the moon. It's very empty, not today on the moon.
Bustling, but if you...
It's empty normally on the moon, but now it's not. It's bustling today now.
Let's say it's bustling. Yeah, it's normally...
Normally it's...
Desolate.
Yeah. Today...
Bustling.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go back to Earth. Ben is going to stay up here, apparently.
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's just going to camp out.
Okay.
He's going to take care of business, take care of the crowd, which I honestly think that Hey Sailor built. I think that Hey Sailor kind of introduced the idea that the moon is a place that people can go to celebrate their love of Sailor Moon. And I think, sort of like our heroes, it's time for us to kind of pop back down and see what's going on the surface.
That's right. So we're gonna check back up on the moon maybe later on.
Yeah.
But as this new season starts, we're going to also change our location.
Yeah, we'll be on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be on the moon in our hearts.
Yes. Not literally, though.
No. Our hearts will be on the Earth.
Okay.
In our bodies.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Theme song.
In the darkness of the night, heroic forces will battle for light. Hear them talk with all their might. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast. Chatting candidly about a cartoon. With the force of a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Two hearts, four hands, one moon. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast. Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast.
All right, so here we are on our shuttle back.
Yeah, this is a lot. They've upgraded since I took a shuttle last.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you... Oh, you got to go around Virgin Galactic, huh?
Yeah, I went on Virgin Galactic.
They didn't let us on anymore. I've had to... Me and Ben have had to transform as we go back and forth.
In appearance?
Yeah. We have to transform, and normally we end up in a fountain, so when we get back to Earth, we're all wet and stuff.
Right, right.
No, we're not right now, though.
Yeah, this is writing stuff.
This is a lot nicer, yeah.
We got recliner chairs.
Mine's basically a bed.
Yeah, it's, well, the idea is, I mean, like, it takes a little bit longer for us than, you know, the scouts to move up and down between planets. So, or, you know,
between
satellites.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's, we're just gonna, if it's gonna take us a while, let's do it in luxury.
That's right. Yeah. Have you been?
Great.
Uh-oh.
Had a
stewardess.
We hit a little bit of turbulence, which in space, honestly,
that generally
is
means
scary.
There's a bunch of asteroids.
Yeah.
We're probably in an asteroid.
It's not really an air pocket.
No. There is no air in space.
No.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Exactly.
That's what I've been told, at least.
But in the shuttle, you can. So, stewardess, excuse us!
Yeah.
What was that?
So, while the plane might be kind of nice... Is it a plane? Do you call it a plane if it's
in
space?
I call it a shuttle.
Call
it a shuttle.
I'm going to call it a
or
plane.
Or a ship.
Oh.
A plane? Sure.
A ship?
You could. I'm gonna call it a shuttle. I'm going to stick with shuttle.
I guess you can call it a ship. I'm going to call it a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Ship is kind of a Star Wars thing.
Oh, I see.
I like to stay away from other properties.
Yeah, maybe ship is more fictional, right? So let's stay in reality.
Firefly,
here.
It's a boat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Deep Space Nine, Lost in Space.
Spaceships.
Called Spaceship.
Yeah.
Also, the Rocket... Rocket Man?
The
Rocketeer.
Disney
the
film?
Rocketeer. The Rocket Jump? Rocket Jump is not a...
That's a production company.
Yes, that's kind of...
That's Freddie Wong's production company.
What do you think they call it?
What they would call it?
Yeah.
What, like, Freddie Wong would call it?
Yeah.
Probably a... Space adventure.
Ah, that makes sense.
Just an adventure.
That makes sense
to
me. But this podcast isn't about Freddie Wong today. this podcast is all about Sailor Moon.
Yep.
Welcome to Hey Sailor. We're back.
How's it going, everybody?
It's me, Minzwee.
And it's me, Omar.
And as you know from a couple minutes ago, Ben decided to stay on the moon. We'll probably visit him back on the moon.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss a lot of stuff about the moon.
I was only there for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I really want to go back.
I don't remember you coming back, ever.
To the moon?
Yeah, I don't remember when you came back to the moon.
I went, I came up to visit you guys.
That's right. We took you back to your house.
Like, around, like, what, episodes 4 and 5 or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, and then, no, Yeah. Well, I definitely, in the time that I visited you guys, I fell in love with it, and I definitely want to check it out a little bit. The moon for me is kind of like I don't know, Oregon is to a Californian. You know, it's so close and it's so nice. Why not?
I haven't been to Oregon, so I don't know.
Oh man, yeah. We should go. When we get back to Earth, we should definitely check out Oregon.
Of course, we're gonna land in California though, because come on.
Yeah, it's.
If you're going back to Earth, you're not gonna go to Oregon.
Where else would we go? We're not gonna land in Washington.
Sorry to offend anyone from Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, we're not gonna land in Delaware.
But like take a little bit of offense.
Yeah.
Because why would we do that? No.
But yeah, I've been good, and definitely excited to come back at some point and see Ben up on the moon. He's holding down the fort.
That's right.
Especially after there was so much rebuilding of L.A.
Yeah.
On the moon. There was the
Planet Hollywood
on the moon.
That was, it would have been my favorite part if the lines were, like, a little bit shorter. Especially since there were, like,
yeah.
there were two of us up there.
Yeah.
It should not have been such a long line.
There was a full staff, but only us.
Yeah, they also, I applied there. They didn't...
Really?
Yeah, they did not want me to work there.
Well, there's not a whole lot of companies opening up on the moon right now, so I imagine competition is pretty steep.
Well, I figured it wouldn't be because there were so few people as well as companies.
That's true. But you are competing with pretty much everyone on the moon.
That is true. They hired the same person for every company.
Yeah, there's... Kyle is just... running half the moon stores.
I hate Kyle. I'm sorry. I love the moon. I'm glad to be going back to Earth. Kyle is one of the main reasons I'm glad to be leaving the moon.
You're glad that Kyle's not going to be on Earth.
Yeah.
Is it because he took your job?
It's because he took all of the jobs.
He did take all the jobs.
Yeah. And that's we're not being cute when we say that. He literally took all of the jobs.
Like I was thinking of reading like in the Moon Economist. Like I think it was 80%. 87% of all jobs were taken up by Kyle.
But you know what?
Let's distract ourselves with something else.
Let's put it behind us. We're on our way back to Earth.
It's literally behind us.
It's literally right behind
us. Yeah. We're looking at Earth. We're coming down in. And it's great.
Sure is.
I feel like a very slow-moving plasma beam. You know, like, anytime, like, there's a fight going on.
Yeah.
And something is shooting out of some, like, a gem or, like, a diamond.
A crystal.
And it's... That's how I feel right now.
But, like, really slow.
Really slow. Really slow.
So, it's been a while since we've been around Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
As you can tell, the moon economy has been booming. Everyone's moved up there.
It is picking up. Clearly, infrastructure is on the rise.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of new structures coming back up. Well, old structures. I think it's...
They're the same structures as on Earth, but new there.
Yeah. Yeah. New for the moon, comfortable for us when we were up there.
Yeah. And as you can probably tell, we have fallen a little bit behind.
Yeah. A touch.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying...
No,
you're
saying
not a touch
of anything.
You're saying
a touch. But I'm excited to get back in and get back on the wagon,
yeah.
If you will, because things
know.
Just... outside of our personal narrative, in the narrative of Sailor Moon, things have been concluding. Like, there's been three pretty solid conclusions that built up to a really big conclusion.
Absolutely. As you remember in the last episode, we were tricked into thinking that it was the final episode of the arc.
Tricked by the title.
Tricked
of the
by the very title of the episode, yes. Final battle? No. Conclusion and commencement. There's a conclusion in there.
Yeah, that was the actual battle.
Yeah.
Because it's not even fair to say that in Final Battle, the battle that happened was like, well, it wrapped up, but then, like, it was just putting nails in the coffin.
Yeah.
No, like, there was a battle, and then the final one was the reach for the moon.
Yeah.
And then the blasting of the head gem.
Yes. And we also had our own battle.
Yeah.
Up on the moon with Endymion. It ended very quickly, and it's over.
I'm glad it worked out.
I am too. I'm super happy about it.
Yeah.
Real simple. Where's that stewardess?
That's a good question, because we haven't hit any more pockets of rocks.
Which is good.
Which I'm glad about. I'm very, very happy about it. But I also want to know,
thank God we're not flying Spirit. Space Spirit.
Yeah.
We would have been dead.
Yeah, that would have been in a lot of trouble. I hear there's a new economy for wormholes opening up.
Oh, really?
Wormholes in time. Yeah. So you can not only travel from the moon to the Earth, but also back or forward.
That would be a... I don't mean to shit on wormholes here, but that would be a waste of a wormhole.
To travel
just,
yeah.
from the moon to Earth. It's not that far.
You should probably reserve wormholes for, like, life-changing events.
Yeah.
Right? Or, like, Earth-changing events.
Yeah.
And while we were up in the moon, I'm actually very glad that I kind of came up, even though I didn't even come up to visit you guys. It was really just to pal around, and I'm getting a ride back with you.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were gone on Earth, there's a reason a lot of people are now going up to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Things didn't go so well on Earth for a little bit.
Yeah, no, people are really mad about are you talking about Age of Ultron? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that there was sort of an incident where a lot of people got turned into zombies.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. I think
also Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Age of Ultron?
I liked Age of Ultron
I
a whole lot.
I loved Age of Ultron.
I saw it 3 times.
I might see it a third time this weekend. Fingers crossed. If it doesn't work out, then sometime next week I'm seeing it a third time.
I would see it another time, but Pitch Perfect 2 is coming out.
That's true.
So
that's going to suck up all your...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've been telling me to get ready to get pitch slapped, and I am ready to get pitch slapped.
Yeah.
I've been hitting myself in the face over and over. It's very red. It's like a towel from the stewardess. Don't know where she is.
A warm towelette would be preferable right now.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Pitch Perfect, one little... And this is, I know, such a small, insignificant gripe, but... is that one of the posters is "We're Back" pitches?
Oh yeah,
I would have preferred a comma.
Oh, it just says "We're Back" pitches.
We're back pitches.
Oh, so like back is an adjective instead of
We're back pitches.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I also get a little wigged out when grammar is incorrect on posters.
It's always weird.
I get that it throws off like the alignment. Just use a different font, maybe put it in a different layer, just stick it in there so it doesn't move the...
There has to be a solution.
There is a solution. That's the solution.
Yeah. That's it. It's just you make it a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And, like, the comma doesn't take away anything, right? Like, I can't say...
No.
Like, do you think there was, like, an exec who was just, like, it slows down the poster? It's
oh,
like,
maybe.
It's supposed to do that.
I could hear an exec saying that. I bet an exec has said that.
Yeah.
To someone. That very phrase to someone at some point.
We hate commas right now.
Yeah.
We love periods.
Yeah.
We love
oh,
periods.
Oh, are there a bunch of periods in posters now?
Every TV poster is just like, before he becomes Batman, Gotham period.
I was
but
waiting
all
for
those are periods.
I thought you were going to say Supergirl.
Supergirl.
No.
Yeah, it's just like, they'll have like the like three words, but put periods in between them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I
use commas. Those aren't sentences.
Technically, the commas wouldn't have been correct, though.
The comments wouldn't have been correct.
Well, I guess maybe
it's a list.
It's a list, but it's like not part of a sentence, so it doesn't
actually matter. It would be just as correct as the periods, I think.
I think so too.
I think we don't like the little mark. And
I think they don't like the tail.
I think they
want what it says though, like what the period represents. Like, because if you're
like a stop,
like
a telegram stop.
I think that's what they want.
Before stop, he stop becomes stop.
Stop Batman. Becomes stop.
See, this is the problem with periods. You're
is Batman
where...
in this show?
In
or
Supergirl?
Yeah, is he in Supergirl?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
He's playing Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
David, how much longer is this after Superman and stuff? Because Jimmy Olsen is, like, very old for Jimmy Olsen.
Yes. Okay, I'm confused about that.
Did you watch the preview?
Yeah, I watched the preview.
I like the preview.
I loved it.
I thought the music was, like, hokey and stuff, but
yeah.
Otherwise I think it's going
to
be a fun
A lot movie. Of the, like, the editing of it was, like, cut to be, like, an episode of a CW show.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, cut to her on the couch.
Yeah.
My favorite point that someone made about the preview was they're just, like, I'm tired of seeing people who work these menial jobs have beautiful apartments.
Yeah.
And I was that's a pretty good point. Like, I kind of want to see her in, like, I don't know. An apartment that I'm going back to with Down on Earth. Something like that. Like, you know, like a studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if it's going to be a studio, like an actual studio.
She has like a lot of clothes and stuff too.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful, like renovated, well lit.
In like a regular show, you'd be like, oh, well, I mean, that person probably, their parents probably helped them out.
Yeah.
But in this, she's an alien whose parents died on another planet.
Yeah, so I don't know how much.
Is Clark Kent giving her.
Every so often, just like, I'm going to support you in your dream of being in the advertising industry. I'm telling you, all the money's in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Get into print. It's coming back.
Come on. Come on.
Do you think that they're going to have to deal with that in Man of Steel, where, like, his job is irrelevant now?
The movie that came out already?
Oh, sorry, Man of Steel 2, Man of versus Batman.
I don't know. I didn't see the first one.
Oh, you didn't see Man of Steel?
No.
Oh, well, he's a journalist by the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, by the end?
Yeah.
Wait, where does it start? Oh, does it start when he lands and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's one of those, like, trying to be Batman Begins Memento movies.
Oh, okay.
So the first 18 minutes is the best version of Avatar you'll ever see.
Okay, cool.
Great Krypton stuff.
Great.
Then they send the baby, cut to water.
Right.
And then he's, like, working on a boat.
That's the end of Gravity.
Yeah, yeah. Or that planet. The middle of Interstellar.
I didn't see Interstellar.
Okay.
So explain Interstellar to me.
So they... Earth is dying.
Okay.
And...
So, like, 10 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Which is similar to Treasure Planet-ish.
I just saw that again for the...
Treasure Planet?
Yeah, in a while.
It's weird, right?
Not good. No, I thought it was.
They just, like, force these beats where it's like, I feel like I should be a father to him. It's like, why? Who are you?
I thought you were evil. I thought you'd be evil. Came out of nowhere.
Our friend Chris was just like, well, it's like, you know, it's Treasure Island. And
yeah.
I was like, right, but it's still gotta be a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that,
that's weird.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the main guy.
Yeah. I think that's a weird thing to say to you. Like, it's Treasure Island. Like, I got it. I got that from the title.
No, it's a planet.
Treasure Island is a different word.
You must be hung up on the word treasure.
Yeah, it's similar.
Yeah,
it starts
a celestial body.
Yeah, an island is a small body of land surrounded by water.
In Treasure Island, there weren't aliens, right?
No.
Different story then.
I remember it entirely.
Yeah.
He's thinking of Muppets Treasure Island is like Treasure Island.
Yeah, right.
But those are both also different movies.
The Treasure Island and Muppets Treasure Island?
Yeah, Muppets Treasure Island, they're Muppets.
Oh,
Treasure
that's
Island,
the differential factor there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to have Muppet movies for everything. Like, everything should be a Muppet movie.
Do you think the Muppets will do a Sailor Moon arc? Do you think the third arc will be the Muppets?
I think so. The third film?
That'd be great.
The
third arc of Sailor Moon?
Yeah, I think it'll be a crossover.
I think
they'll spin that off to make the Muppets
movie.
Muppets
from space will go to the moon and...
Muppets on the moon. I mean, they did Muppets in space, yeah, so...
Muppets from space.
Muppets from space.
They haven't done Muppets in space yet, though.
Yeah.
They're sitting on a gold mine right there.
And if we're following our own logic of you change one or two words in a title, totally different movie.
Yeah.
Muppets in space, completely different film from Muppets from space.
It is.
Yeah.
It would be.
Because that was a 1960s animation
Muppets,
film,
Muppets
right?
from... Yeah, wait.
Right? It was like a 1950s...
Oh, no, you're thinking of...
It came from...
Mars Attacks.
Yeah, Mars Attacks. That's right. It came from Mars Attacks. Yeah. Maybe that's what I was thinking. What's the plot of Muppets from space?
Gonzo is an alien, and so they're on Earth and stuff, and they find out that since he doesn't know what he is, he's actually an alien creature, which I have ignored since.
Is that
out.
Canon?
Yeah. I don't really like it. People like it, I think, because it has the word space in it, and then if you watch it,
I love space. I go to the California Science Center, you know?
Oh, yeah. I go to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've been to the California Science Center.
You should definitely go. Lots of great moon pictures.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there, so I don't need pictures of the moon.
It's good to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think I'm in any of them?
You probably are.
Oh, cool.
You might not be able to see yourself, but you probably are in those pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like to go tell people that.
That you're in the pictures of the moon.
Yeah, and then they're like, where? And I'm like, and then I'm gone.
The dark side.
I've gone away, yeah. To the dark side.
Of the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to clarify that.
That you...
We're going to get very hung up on little word things from here through the end of the podcast forever.
Yeah, I think that's sort of our... I mean, it's funny because you and I definitely enjoy talking about these like linguistical hangouts and stuff like that. People in our cabin right now that are listening to this...
They look very angry.
Yeah, these guys are not... happy.
You know what annoys me a little bit is that the stewardess has stopped off at every single one of their...
And not us.
Things. Yeah, no.
Which, and honestly, if we're... Don't ice us out.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem with us talking like
Don't ice us out.
Don't ice us out.
Don't ice us out.
Don't ice us out.
Hey, listeners. Don't ice us out.
Yeah.
I know they've been convincing, like, young people to join their...
With memes and stuff, right? I saw someone's reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're... World of Warcraft account gets hacked, or your parents didn't make the dessert you wish or whatever.
That's right.
Chill out. Don't ice us out.
Chill out. Don't ice us out.
Yeah. All right. But she is icing us out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't ice us out.
Yeah. Please, stewardess, do not ice us out.
Ooh, she walked away. She might be in ISIS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's probable.
Maybe we should stop recording for a second.
And check, or...?
Yeah, we'll go check.
Okay.
Why don't you guys listen to this ad for our product? We'll come back and talk about...
We're gonna go investigate.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk...
We're gonna do this for a second.
We'll come back and talk about Sailor Moon, which is what this podcast is entirely about, every second of it, from beginning to end. Hey, Omar.
How's it going, man?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Great. Great conversation.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go now.
All right, use offer code. Hello. So, the stewardess...
She took offense to that.
She was a man, first of all.
Yeah, that's... It probably explains a lot of our, sort of interactions there.
And I am now remembering, most, flight attendants don't like to be called stewardesses anymore.
Oh, really?
Male or female.
Wow. What do we
Unless
call...
that's not true.
Flight attendant?
Flight attendant.
Excuse me, flight attendant.
Excuse me, flight attendant. I don't like saying that.
It's too many words.
I like saying stewardess because it's a fun word to say.
I don't like
saying steward.
Steward. No, it sounds like Stewart.
Yeah. Was his name Stewart? I didn't get his name.
It might have been Stewart. Stewart!
No, it was not Stewart.
No,
it was not
Stewart. Or he's just icing us out again.
Oh, man, don't ice us out. Oh, yeah, he wasn't in ISIS.
Yeah.
We asked... We said, are you an ISIS? And he said, no.
Yeah.
So, I think if you're an ISIS, you have to say that you're...
It's kind of like being a cop.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a cop, you have to legally tell someone that you're a cop.
Yeah. Or like,
And then
you can legally
shoot and kill them.
It comes with many perks.
Mm-hmm.
The job comes with many perks. I feel like in the 2000s, if you were a Weezer fan and someone called you out, you had to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
That being a thing.
That's true.
It's like, hey, are you in a Weezer? Like, yeah, you caught me. I listen to Pinkerton a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that popped up a lot in my life.
Island of the Sun is playing in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey.
That was on beat.
Hmm?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Oh, man.
So, let's try and get these cabin people to calm down.
Yeah.
Let's talk
people
about...
People are complaining. Let's talk about something that everyone can get in on.
Yeah, let's talk about Sailor Moon.
And the conclusion of this arc.
Yeah. I keep forgetting what the arc is called. I think it's called the Moon Kingdom arc or something.
Sounds right.
Because the next one is called the Dark Moon arc.
Okay, well, the Moon Kingdom is back now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Luna was just, like, hanging up there, chilling, praying.
Yeah, so this episode picks up right where the other one left off.
Yeah.
Mid-battle.
Yeah, mid-final battle.
Mid-final battle.
Oh my God.
So here we have the final battle.
The actual final battle.
Yeah.
The conclusion, if you will.
Yeah. And Queen Metalia, for a final boss, whatever you call them.
Yeah, boss.
Have we been saying Big Bad since Buffy started?
Probably. The Big Bad.
Yeah, that's what we call them all now.
Yeah.
For a big bad, she's very easy to kill.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon kills her, not a lot of effort. She starts firing, Tuxedo Mask tells her, hey, try praying. Crystal on the Moon grows.
Yeah.
And she defeats Queen Metalia.
Yeah.
That's the...
Because the crystal was so pretty that the queen wanted to touch it. She was like, that's power.
That's...
And it starts to fly upwards.
That's true.
And then Sailor Moon was just like... You're vulnerable, even though, like, I'm trying to hit your face.
Yeah.
You turn around. But you're also, like, ghastly. So,
yeah.
Really, you're kind of amorphic.
Haunter.
Haunter.
Yeah.
Haunter. Ghastly was...
Ghastly is the thing before Haunter. Ghastly evolves into Haunter.
What does Ghastly look like?
It's just a ball.
Oh!
Like a black ball with, like, purple...
Oh, that's... Yeah, never mind. No, I take that back.
And he has sharp teeth.
What? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He turns into Gengar, but you have to trade to evolve him.
To get to Gengar?
Yeah.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
We are really banking every week that our fandom is like a cross section of like Pokemon and comics. And stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty essential.
Yeah, I would add markers in to skip ahead to Sailor Moon parts, but I'm not gonna, because I don't know how to do that.
That would just be like a 2-second marker. So anyway, back to the episode. And in Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Ultron was not like Queen Metallia.
No. A lot more sturdy.
Made of metal.
Yeah.
And,
Well, actually, hold on. Wait, I don't know. If you haven't seen Age of Ultron, do yourself a favor. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a movie theater. Oh, wait, hold on, wait, don't pause yet.
No, wait.
Listen to my plan.
Yeah.
Step one, listen to my plan.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Step two,
wait until the end of the plan.
Yeah.
To do step three.
To take an action. And step three would be pause and then go see Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Then step four,
hit play.
Come back, hit play.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on your drive back.
Yeah. Easiest thing to do would be to be listening on a phone, because then you could take it with you. Don't play the podcast during the movie. That's very rude.
Yeah, as we're finding out now.
Yeah.
In this cabin.
Yeah. Everyone on the plane is now actually watching Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough. I don't know how they got it.
Must have been a deal. Like, this is, I mean, Virgin has a lot of deals.
Is this Virgin?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's why it's updated.
No wonder they're being so mean to me. I'm not allowed on these flights.
Why are you not allowed on Virgin flights?
Because we weren't mean to the stewardess, but last time the stewardess didn't like us.
Was it also a male stewardess again?
I'm guessing now that might have been it,
was
and
it
might
same?
Have been the same one.
It was Stewart?
Yeah. I don't know why they let me on. Oh my god, I'm still dressed as Sailor Minzwee.
That's... wow.
I can't depower now.
Could we get a blanket, Stewart? Maybe to cover up my friend here, so you don't recognize him. You know, it might be too late.
We're calling him Stewart still.
He's not answering. It's probably not his name. Again, we totally forgot his name.
Whatever.
He's Stewart, as far as we're concerned.
He's Stewart to me. Well, this is the last time I'm getting on this flight, but...
I heard Delta's also opening up some flights.
Oh, they are?
So, yeah. So maybe you can just hop on there. Maybe get, like, a mileage plan.
I might just use the fountain.
Yeah?
Yeah, if it's gonna get a little bit wet, but... if I'm going to avoid all this awkwardness, that'll be great.
I mean, this is maybe more inconvenient.
Using the fountain. And we're not even watching Age of Ultron, so...
yeah, exactly. So...
anyway,
I'm guessing you're back
from Age of Ultron. Thank you for rejoining.
Similarly defeated. Like, not ultimately defeated in the same way, but similarly...
oh, you mean the Mind Stone?
Yeah. You got, like, that going. Like, everyone is just beaming forward,
That's true.
Really similar.
That's true. And then, as in Age of Ultron, at the end of this episode, the island of Sokovia drops out of the sky.
Exact
and
same.
Thor hits
onto Tuxedo Mask.
Yeah, but no, the main thing that happens in this is that it's the power of prayer and her believing in herself that gets her to win the fight. So Sailor Moon is super powerful.
Yeah.
And more strong-willed than everyone. And it basically is, like, her spirit that keeps them all together and brings them all together. She's the Hawkeye of...
yeah.
But with power.
Although, right before she wakes up,
mm-hmm.
in the last episode, I want to say,
yeah.
like, I feel like everyone else is the Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Everyone else believes in her.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's still alive. I have to believe.
Yeah.
And she's alive because a sword hit the... watch.
Yeah, much like Ben and I survived because the sword that we used hit the armor that we were wearing.
Yeah, which was a good call.
Yeah.
You're very lucky you were wearing armor when you got hit by the sword.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That could have gone south.
No, it would have, in a second. I would have died. Would have died instantly. It was a poison sword.
Well, thank God for the armor. And then also there were crystals, right? There was there were the crystals that blocked. So the sword did nothing.
No, the sword did nothing. They didn't even use the sword at the end. It was an Imperium crystal, and it finally opened up, and...
it was a rose.
It was a rose.
It's a flower.
It was a flower. And Sailor Moon was able to harness its power and bring everyone around her together into that one thing and...
yep.
Destroy.
Blast it up.
Yeah. It was a lot of praying.
And then, so all the prayer happened, but that's not the end.
No.
Right? Because people are still... the Earth is still...
oh, yeah. So Queen Tide is defeated, and then everyone on Earth has become zombies.
Yeah.
But this is not true. Some people on Earth became zombies.
Only because there was that one shot in the last episode where, like, that person was just, like, gasp.
Yeah. So there were a lot of zombies?
A good handful in terms of the human race.
And it seems like they weren't eating people. They were just attacking.
And then gathering together to intimidate Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Which I guess, well, they weren't even on Earth. No, they were on Earth.
Was that a vision?
Yeah,
no,
they were in
the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, which looked like a graveyard.
Yeah.
But then, because Sailor Moon wanted to go back to Earth, Earth was returned to its splendor, right? No, because she upgraded. That's what happened.
Yeah. So she went back to the moon. Oh, so basically this whole time, all that prayer and stuff grew the crystal in the moon, restored the moon kingdom itself, which had been dead for centuries or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was able to become like a more powerful Sailor Moon who used moon healing escalation to heal the whole Earth.
Right.
The entire Earth.
Yeah.
This 14-year-old girl.
Does
it
in with a flick of her wand.
Yeah.
Dash of her staff.
Mm-hmm.
Just dashed it.
A whip of a whip.
Yeah, a whip of a whip.
A whip of a whip. Yep.
Earth is good. So everyone is just like awesome. Everyone on Earth feels great. Seagulls are back.
Oh yeah, what a weird shot in the middle of the thing. So, as we said a lot, like this episode is conclusion and commencement.
Yeah.
So there's a definite split. And where the split happens is as they, like, look to their city and decide that they can all finally go home peacefully together, a seagull flies towards the city.
And carries us.
Yeah. The only time in the whole episode, or any of the series, that, like, slow motion has been used.
Yeah.
On that seagull, follows it, like, tilts up towards it.
That was actually, that was a guest director. Zack Snyder brought his team from Guardians of Ga'Hoole. To do that shot.
That was my favorite movie. I loved the way they used Star-Lord and Gamora and stuff in the Guardians movie.
Yeah, and Owl the
talking the talking owl tree.
Yeah, that was just like hoot hoot
hoot. I am hoot.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful film.
Really, really good film.
Yeah.
I wish they would show that instead of this Age of Ultron thing here.
That's playing here. Yeah. Stuart, is there any way we can get Guardians of Ga'Hoole in here?
He is very angry.
Yeah.
I think at some point we have to just give up on
Stuart.
On Stuart.
Okay. I'm gonna give it 3 more tries.
Okay, good.
But after that I'll probably give up on him.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna give up on you, Stuart.
Was that a try or was that a
I'm gonna count it as a try.
Okay, cool.
That's a test.
So you got 2 more.
Yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, and then everything is great.
Everything is
like, you know, everyone's back at school.
Mm-hmm.
And
honestly, this is what I kind of missed about the original Sailor Moon in these, is that they've been fighting so much and like for...
Oh, we don't get any of the life stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just miss seeing it and stuff. Like they aren't really balancing a life because they're just there.
Right.
And I mean, there wasn't that much of it before, like there wasn't that much of like the balance before. But, like, you saw...
I remember seeing the classrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of, like, them struggling to balance it. Because, like,
yeah.
Whenever there was danger, they didn't have to, like, make excuses. They just could go.
Yeah.
There are a lot of shots of them just running across their city.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever. And
no one knows.
Yeah.
I mean, the Earth half the time is being turned into zombies.
Yeah. And they all wake up and they're like, well, what happened? whatever.
Again?
And then they keep moving on with their lives. What a strange world that they live in.
Yeah. Well, they're okay with it.
No, they're perfectly fine with it.
They've accepted it. They wake up on the street.
Yeah.
In the morning, and they're just like, oh, God. So,
guess I gotta get to work.
Yeah. Do you hear that Mindy Kaling show got canceled?
Uh-oh. And then they don't react to that either.
Yeah. Then...
Oh. Yeah, yeah. So
she finds... Oh, and then there's a face in the fire.
Oh, yeah. To hint at the next arc starting.
Yep.
No, yeah. I was very happy to... Oh, one thing that is... always been weird to me throughout both series is as Sailor Moon becomes like more Sailor Moon,
mm-hmm.
She abandons her friend Naru, Molly,
uh-huh.
And just like you don't see her anymore.
Yeah.
Because she's like, no, my friends are these 5 people I fight.
Crying not
with.
You.
And she's
you do nothing.
Gone.
Yeah.
She's gone entirely. I don't know, maybe she'll come back.
I'm excited to follow her chronicles.
Oh yeah, the chronicles of
Molly
Naru?
Yeah.
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 And Melvin? Oh, Tuxedo Melvin. Miss him. What happens towards the end of this episode, though, is Chibiusa falls from the sky.
Yep.
And signals the next arc. That's the commencement from the title.
That's the commencement.
That's what the commencement part is. But it also does mean that there's no Doomtree Saga. as we've all been hoping for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no Doom Tree. The filler season where they forget that they're all Sailor Scouts and have to re-become Sailor Scouts again.
Yeah.
No Moonlight Night.
Nope.
Which is something Ben was really hoping for.
So, they totally are skipping over that.
Yeah.
They just opened up a wormhole.
Yeah.
And they swallow that up.
Yeah. A literal wormhole did open up as Shibuya fell from the sky.
Yes. So,
and,
yeah.
And threatened Usagi with the beginning of the next arc.
And a gun.
Yes, and a gun.
She just cocks that gun and she's just like, give me all your money.
Yeah.
Now. All your jewels, give it to me now.
Yeah. I've been saying for a long time, too, that the episode, that the first season would end like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I said it on the podcast ever, so I can't rub it at anyone.
In case there's new listeners. Yeah, you did.
In case, yeah, I have. Don't go and listen to the other ones. Download them, though. But
yeah,
don't listen to them.
I don't think that it counts towards like a play count on Libsyn, right? Like if you play it, it's no different than if you downloaded it. So just download it.
Oh yeah.
Delete it. Download it again.
Yeah, do that. So that's the, not much happened, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it was just that. A lot of praying. Like praying took up like a Kyle amount of the episode.
Yeah. A Kyle amount, like 87% of the episode.
87% of the episode was easily taken up by praying.
And here's, I guess there is a bit, pretty big thing in the middle of the episode that we entirely skipped over, where she has to make a decision between, like, living on the Moon Kingdom and, like, going back and living.
Oh, sure. I mean, I guess I brushed over that in my head because we're heading back to Earth. It just felt natural.
Yeah, it felt natural that she would also head back to Earth.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's her saying that she's not, like, destined to follow, like, the pattern that is set forth of her, like,
exactly.
Going in.
She's breaking the chain.
Yeah.
That's why we're watching her story and not, like, previous incarnations.
Yeah.
Or so I believe.
I think so. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Maybe she'll just in the next episode go back up. She's like, you know what? I don't deal with this gun business. I'm going back to the moon.
You know, honestly, if someone pointed a gun at me and was like, I'm going to steal all your stuff, and you're like, do I stay here on Earth or go back to the moon? Go back to the moon, I think.
There's no crime on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I've witnessed no crime on the moon. I mean, I've only been a tourist.
To be fair, Sarah Carey, our last guest, did steal from me and Ben a lot, but...
Oh, really?
On the moon, it's finders keepers rule, so technically it wasn't a crime.
Well, yeah, there's
it
very low regulation on what a crime is.
Yeah, yeah. It was very unpleasant to have our stuff stolen constantly, but no crime.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Cool. Well, that's the episode. What do you think?
I liked it. I mean, it was an epic final battle after the final battle.
I don't know if I liked it.
Yeah?
I don't really know that I did that much, just because it wasn't that epic of a final battle.
Yeah. Well, I think I like all the... It was just so epic.
Yeah.
It was like so many sacrifices were constantly being made.
That's true. I may be comparing it to like that old one. Because here's the... It's very weird to me still that Queen Meryl just died.
Yeah.
Before. She's just gone. And Metallia's the main one.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just love that image of all of them. She's, like, wearing her Princess Serenity dress, and,
yeah.
like, they're all holding the crystal, and all of them come together to fire at her at once.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yes, they were all there for her in this one, but, like, they weren't really.
Yeah.
Or they weren't, like, physically there. So it wasn't, like, as powerful of an image or memory for me.
Yeah.
And it's just all stuff that, like, should have happened.
Yeah.
So it just, like, happened instead of being, like,
this is the biggest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't help that it ends halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a weird pacing for an episode, right? To be like, here's the episode, also, it's done. You're like, cool. Like, no, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
We still got another 15 minutes.
Yeah. And it's the thing we're noticing, like, with the structure of these two, it's not like on regular TV where they go to, like, a commercial break right before, like, a really big thing's about to happen for, like, a suspense.
It's not on the cliffhanger. It's like,
no,
we're about to
it's
win.
It's like... Oh, we got it. Everything's under control. Cuts commercial. Come back. And then everything goes wrong in a few seconds. It's like the worst part of like when like a season cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they're like, we actually have to explain all of this really quickly.
Yeah.
And so coming back isn't as great.
Mm-hmm.
So that bothers me a little.
Ends on a high note.
Yeah.
Comes in on a bad note.
Yeah.
The
weird. Very weird.
Approach.
But, you know, I am excited for the next arc, though, because Sailor Moon R is my favorite. I guess Sailor Moon S is my favorite, but Sailor Moon R is, like, one of the earliest ones that I like, really latched onto. Because on Toonami, they build them as, like, lost episodes. And like,
oh yeah,
for a long time on Toonami they were all airing without they would do like that thing on Toonami where like they air a bunch and then repeat.
Yeah, they would go back through an arc.
Yeah. But on Toonami, they had only aired up to, like, Finding Jupiter or something. Because it was only those three for, like, the longest time.
Mm.
And so when they started airing the last episodes, I'm like, oh, all the Sailor Scouts are here. I love this.
Yeah.
So it started with, like, Rubius and stuff. So it's my favorite one. So hopefully it remains my favorite one in this. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Once we touch on Earth, I think we're going to crank out some episodes.
All right. You want to watch the rest of Age of Ultron?
Sure. Let's do it, if everyone else is doing it.
All right. So we're at the part here where Thanos' gauntlet is coming up. So let's enjoy the rest of this episode.
Okay.
Episode?
Movie?
I guess we can call it an episode, because that's how the Marvel Universe works.
Yeah. This is an episode. Oh, wait. That was it?
Oh, the movie's over. Oh. I guess we'll watch the credits and see if there's anything after the credits.
Okay. We'll
All
stick
right.
around.
Yeah. Stuart.
Stuart.
All right, we got one more try. We'll be back. Hey, Omar, we forgot to, read the ad that they told us to read.
Oh, well, let's do that.
Okay. Hey, Omar.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Cool.
All right, see you later.
Good conversation.
Bye.
All right.
So, there was no post-credits thing.
Nope.
That's fine.
No shawarma scene.
No. I wanted the same shawarma scene from the first
one. Play it again.
Yeah. But just add in Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver's corpse. We're going to have to tag Age of Ultron spoilers in the title.
Yeah, we are.
Shouldn't we all come out of
like
a... But
we said it.
We did say it in the middle of the episode.
We said it quite a bit. And also people should... There was a 57% drop-off in the second week.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you haven't seen it, you're contributing to that drop-off.
Yeah.
So my guilt or sympathy is definitely a little more... Not as thick
it
as
will
it
have...
Be.
When this comes out, there, it should have been out for, like, 4 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
it would just be people listening in, like, I don't know, Japan or, like, another market that maybe...
I think it came out there first.
Oh.
It came out in Australia and England first. Don't know why.
Great. Well, if you're... Huh. Then maybe we're the last market to get it.
Yeah. That sucks. Made it here. So.
That happens, yeah.
I'm upset by that, even though I brought that up. But yeah, movie's over, so I guess they're gonna kick us off the plane.
Yeah.
Ship.
Boat.
What did you call it?
Shuttle.
Shuttle, okay. Right. Alright, man.
I called it the correct
way. You're gonna stick to that, whatever. Call it a ship. Plane, whatever I called it.
Did we talk to Stuart? Should we try it one more time?
Yeah.
Hey, Stuart.
What?
That's all. That's all we wanted.
Get off my plane.
Stuart, this is awesome, man. Thank you. We're recording a podcast right now, and we were kind of just hoping that we could, I don't know, get a reaction out of you, something.
You can't record on the plane. You have to give that to me.
Stuart, we're not going to give you
that. That's
the,
not going to happen.
We weren't recording a podcast. This
yeah,
is a little
that
joke.
Was also
it's a joke
yeah.
we have between us.
Yeah.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
No. What are you talking about?
Me? No, you probably don't know me from anywhere. I'm
no,
on YouTube.
You were the man in the skirt.
No, what are you... I don't know. Omar, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we should probably go.
Yeah, if we could just get our bags.
Leave the bags.
We're not leaving
our
bags.
We're not leaving our own bags, Stuart.
Stop being such a terrorist, Stuart. I know that you said that you weren't part of one specific terrorist group, but I'm
not
convinced. You're not a terrorist
not.
At all. Because you're terrifying me right now.
I did not know.
Yep, he didn't know. So how about you march your little Stuart butt out of the plane there? By the way, what is your name?
Stu.
Oh, we're so close.
Man,
we overshot
really
it.
You look like a Stu.
Yeah, you look more like a Stu than a Stuart. A Stuart would have a tie.
I don't have ties.
Well, obviously not. You're not Stuart. You're Stu. You're the dad from Rugrats.
I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah, he was honestly not that great.
No, we shouldn't have. Wasted our whole flight being
I'm glad that we found out this information about Stuart, but I also just am now over it.
I got a job to do.
Oh my god, Stuart, seriously, just please leave.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Stuart. We have this shuttle to ourselves.
Okay. Did we just steal a shuttle?
Not really steal, but we were left. It was left to us. We were bequeathed a shuttle.
Was the Stuart the Stuart? Was the Stuart flying the... This is his shuttle?
No, because he was walking around the whole time. Although...
We did not... This is not... We don't
do
have the shuttle.
Do you need a pilot for a shot from the moon to Earth, for the most part?
Well, do you know how to send a shuttle to Earth from the moon and vice versa?
Probably.
Okay.
My dad's an engineer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll go talk to him.
Yeah. You want to go on a little trip? Let's just take the shuttle somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's stay on the shuttle.
Yeah.
All right.
This is ours now.
All right, cool.
Great.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. We're gonna be
shuttling around,
staying on the shuttle, recording straight from here. Didn't expect this, but
this is great.
Here we are. We can go anywhere we want. But well, we do have to stop on Earth and talk to your dad, who's an engineer, because
we will stop by
yet.
And talk
we
to
will
my dad
stop
real
back
quick.
By, yeah. Make sure to, if you have questions for us, email us at heysailorpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Hey Sailor Moon, and go to iTunes and or SoundCloud and make sure to subscribe on either of those. I think one does the other one. I think iTunes is better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen however you want. We're uploading on SoundCloud and it gets synced to iTunes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Tell your friends about... No, well, don't tell them about it if they don't like Sailor Moon, because they're not going to understand what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that would be... They might not get the most out of it.
Yeah, listen, we know our audience.
Yeah.
Hey, Omar.
How's it going?
I'm good. How
good.
Are you?
Great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later.
Wait a minute. No.
Oh, no.
No,
we
no,
keep
no.
forgetting.
We keep forgetting. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm also good. I forgot to ask you. I'm so sorry.
I also wanted to check in.
Okay,
just,
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Well, see you later.
Sounds good.
Bye.